I sat the other day, looking about a room that time and thought and chance and love has created. It's a room of knotty pine, with a knotty pine ceiling, knotty pine walls. By the door, a brass pot filled with flowering plum. One branch of the plum reaching out to that painting of Morris Graves, the Northwest painter, called The Wounded Gull, a study in grays and browns of a gull, beak open, wing crippled, standing on the dim, dark, gray shorelands of the Sound, with in the distance a horizon. A beautiful, terrible picture. And below it, a phonograph, long playing phonograph, a collection of records. Music reaching across 300 years from Gregorian chants to Brubeck. And above the record cabinet, a lamp, an Hawaiian lamp. A vase with daffodils, King Alfred's, cultivated by an Englishman, transported to Holland, brought here, and now growing in profusion, far from half the world away from where they were created, and yet at home here, more than they've ever been. A door opening onto books, and then a table made out of an old drafting board, surrounded by chairs from Italy, and above the table a narrow shelf. On it, a howler, one of the wind instruments, a bull roarer, I think is the exact term, from Australia, carved by Aborigines. Next to it, a chemical flask filled with wine. Beyond that, a 180-year-old pewter mug, and in it, the new blossoms of flowering plum. Above that, a wooden death mask from Point Hope, carved by Eskimos, with eyes of walrus bone. And below that, a small tiny vase dug out of the mud from the receding shores of Lake Chapala. Beyond that, still on the shelf, made out of gristle, a small furry bird-like creature from Kano in Nigeria. And above that bird, a picture of a bird. A Bird and Moon by the Tacoma artist John Clark. And in the next cubicle of this narrow shelf, a head carved by the American artist Bill Fett in Mexico, and a tiny African crocodile carved out of crocodile bone. Around the next wall, brass candlesticks holding green candles, and flanking a picture by the Swiss artist Hans Erny of an Arab child sitting by a loom. A door to a kitchen, and then the face, a life mask in black pottery, of a Miztec Indian from Oaxaca. Below it, another Mexican piece of pottery from Patamban, green and black, and a running deer. And in front of this, a chemical beaker holding more daffodils. A mat from China, and on it, a picture of a duck, again by Morris Graves, the Northwest artist. And on the next wall, a pot dug from the earth someplace in Mexico, made hundreds of years before the conquest of Mexico by the Spanish, by a civilization that we will never know much about. A beautifully sculptured piece of driftwood. A pewter pot of Dutch design, shining in the afternoon sunlight. A shaft of sun striking the upper leaves of some more flowering plum. And on the fireplace mantel, a Haida totem. A copy of a Maya mask. An ancient bean pot of the Tarascan Indians, with an elongated snout so that many of the pots could be stuck into one slow-dying fire, and beans cooked within them, not boiling too fast. And above that, another picture by Hans Ernie, the Swiss artist, of an ancient Chinese horse. Three walls and a fourth wall looking out onto dogwood, to maple, to Douglas fir, to mountain ash, to the green yellow of wisteria, the hammered pale blue of a lake. Beyond that, the brown into green of lakeshore and field, and the cumulus clouds piling up into the pale blue. Oh, the coming of spring in the Northwest can be so beautiful.